Science Matters in Connecticut presents How Much Does Pollution Affect You? A detection system to identify hazardous PM2.5 exposure in exhaled breath. Ambika Grover, sophomore, Greenwich High School. Words to know. Reagent. A substance or compound added to a system to cause a chemical reaction or added to test if a reaction occurs. Nitric oxide. Exhaled nitric oxide is a marker for hazardous PM2.5 exposure when present in concentrations greater than 40 ppb in adults and greater than 25 ppb in children. Fluorescence. The emission of light by a substance that has absorbed light, a form of luminescence. It occurs when an electron returns to the ground state from the excited state and loses its excess energy as a photon. Luminescence spectroscopy. An analytical technique that is used to determine the excitation/emission or light-emitting intensity of a given substance. PM2.5, commonly known as fine particulate matter, are the tiny particles of less than 2.5 micrometers present in air pollution. They are present everywhere, from wildfires in California, factory pollution in India, to car exhaust on highways. Annually, 5 to 8 million people die from continuous exposure to PM2.5, which penetrate the lung and cause inflammation in the epithelial cells. Nitric oxide, NO, is a gas that is exhaled by individuals and in certain concentrations can be a biomarker for exposure to high levels of PM2.5. An excess concentration of nitric oxide is greater than 40 parts per billion, ppb, in adults and greater than 25 ppb in children. I was inspired by my own experience to pursue this project. Upon witnessing the severity of the impact of PM2.5 on a trip to New Delhi, India, in my project, I set out to create a personalized, quantifiable, and smartphone-based system to measure and identify hazardous PM2.5 exposure. The goal of this system is to help prevent disease before it develops. Diaminofluorescein 2, simply known as DAF-2, is a reagent that is highly reactive with NO. After exposure to NO, the dye is converted to the fluorescent DAF-D2, causing the intensity of its brightness to increase. After confirming this was a viable substance to use, I embedded the dye into a filter paper-based sensor in the form of a quarter-inch circle, found to be stable at room temperature. Next, a linear relationship between 60 milliliter of 0 to 1,000 ppb of NO breath concentrations and the illumination of the DAF-2 detector was found, first through luminous spectroscopy and second with smartphone images. I created the smartphone system with 490 and 560 nm filters, which were attached to the flash and camera of the phone. In addition, I made a 60 milliliter breath collection device and a 3D printable dark box to ensure images taken were constant lighting. Next, a newly created smartphone application rapidly converts the detection card images to green color values with a developed algorithm determining the NO breath concentration down to 10 ppb. These results are time-stamped and shared, along with GPS coordinates, to build color-coded, live, and geographic PM2.5 exposure trends at a per-test cost of about $5. In conclusion, I was able to create a rapid, visual, inexpensive, and portable system to identify those exposed to hazardous levels of PM2.5, an opportunity to set the basis for life-saving medical consultation, especially where diagnosis is difficult. Meet the scientist. Science has always been something that has interested me. Starting as a sense of general curiosity, thanks to my family's frequent trips to museums, and evolving into a passion. I believe that STEM is the future, the one thing driving progress more than anything else. My love for science takes many forms, from my interest in computer programming to my curiosity about how to solve some of the world's scientific challenges. Outside of research, I debate competitively, play the viola, and enjoy volunteering in STEM-based initiatives. Ambika Grover is the Connecticut Science and Engineering Fair's Life Science Senior Division winner. For this accomplishment, she also was awarded by the Connecticut Academy of Science and Engineering a 2021 H. Joseph Gerber Medal of Excellence. Additionally, Ms. Grover was the Connecticut Junior Science and Humanities First Place awardee. Skills and knowledge. The multifaceted nature of this research allowed me to explore fields including medical diagnosis, chemistry, and technology. In the initial parts of my research, I learned about the chemical interactions between substances like DAF-2 and NO, and how to make NO in a lab setting. Under the guidance of my mentor, I learned how to use equipment like the ATR-FTIR, attenuated total reflectance, Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy, and luminescence spectrometer. I learned about different methods of medical diagnosis and investigated how NO in the body is produced. In addition, I incorporated and designed technology to make my system more accessible. There are hyperlinks connected to this article, so ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you with those. That concludes this issue of Science Matters in Connecticut presents How Much Does Pollution Affect You? I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Laura Bogart.